$5 off or save $15 when you buy five or more. Even when the colors are changing, your local Earl May has everything you need to help you find your green thumb.
Good morning, everyone. News Talk 1230 KFJB, 52 our temperature, and Val is in studio. Val Ruff with Experience Marshalltown. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you?
Great. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, my goodness. Last couple of days have been gorgeous.
Top 10 day in Iowa.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I call it a Goldilocks day. Have we talked about this before?
I don't know if we have time.
Not too hot, not too cold, but just right.
Okay. I'd say, all right, we'll give you that one. So thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown. And today my guest is Vicki Daters. And Vicki is the brainchild of the Backroads Junket Trail. So welcome in, Vicki.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
So this has turned out to be a very hot new trend, these trails and trail rides and junk jaunts and all the different names that people come up for. For these opportunities, it's kind of an event, you could say,
and it carries
out over anywhere from 2 to 3 days.
And oh yes.
So our Backroads Junket Trail is a 3 days.
3 day event: Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Lots to see, lots to do, lots to experience.
Yes, yes, and every year you kind of add something new to it, and you added. We were just talking about this is like the third fall.
This is our third year, third fall. We've added spring, so we've done it 3 falls and 2 springs.
Okay.
We're rolling right along.
You are. And then you added the trail map, which was really fun.
Yes.
Because people love to, you know, we were talking about people either love to have a list or a trail map of places that they can stop and
We kind of do both. On the front is a basic outline, and we've gone ahead and given you travel time, so you know approximately how long it's going to be between stops, so you can plan your day a little bit better.
Sure.
And the back is a full listing of all of our participants.
And you've got, tell me how many stops you have this year.
This time we have 26.
Exciting.
I'm very excited. We've added a few new ones that have never been on the map before. So for those of you that come every year, this is a bonus.
Yeah, it is a bonus. And we were talking about, I have a friend, and they have a barn, and they're on the stop this year. And,
yes.
We've got a lot of talent in this group then, so... I'll just give her a shout out because Barb Jennings is so good at what she does. But she staged this with all of our stuff, our junk, you could say. But it looks beautiful.
That's awesome. So, I'm really excited. I'm excited for people to go and to be able to see all of this fantastic stuff.
I know. And it's just so popular. But so anything else? So we haven't really shared the date because we're a little early. We want to give people plenty of time to get this on their calendar.
Oh, yes. We're coming up first weekend of October, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Friday the 5th, we'll have all of the shops. All of the shops have their own hours separate from the trail, but everybody is open the same hours for the trail. So Friday will be 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday will be noon to 4. You might luck out and find some open earlier. It's totally their choice, but everyone will be open those specific hours.
That's awesome. So 26 of those stops along the Junket Trail are going to be open, and they're all in the vicinity. You know, they're all within a few miles of here.
They really are. We go south down to Colfax. We go north up to Eldora, Traer, Gladbrook, mm-hmm. Nevada, State Center,
yeah.
All of these fun little places. You know, we've got some adorable little shops in these towns that they're off the beaten path. You know, they're not in a major city where you're going to be traveling through. And this allows them to showcase their wares, but it also gets you out and gets you to see the countryside, travel those nice little roads, and really find some new treasure.
I know, and fall is really starting to look beautiful. You're starting to see the colors turn and the corn.
Gorgeous.
And
it's time.
It is. It's, yeah. And it's, I love fall. So this is my favorite kind of time of year. And so, you know, being a part of this Backroads Junket Trail, and, you know, we've been promoting it. And we also do some promotion and some publications that go you know, clear out into the surrounding states. And so
yes.
I think you've got kind of a fun story, and I think maybe we'll share that at the second segment, but about some folks that are coming in from out of town and a little bit of their history. But so as we talked about, you know, the Backroads Junket Trail, as that's going to take place October 5th, 6th, and 7th, 26 stops. And, you know, maybe what we'll do in the second segment is we'll talk a little bit about maybe some of the communities and what businesses are going to be participating along the way. And some of them might be familiar and some maybe not so familiar. It means we've got some new ones. So we will take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The tornado didn't stop the best fall festival of the season, it just moved it. Oktoberfest in Marshalltown is Thursday the 27th through Sunday the 30th at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Enjoy all your favorite events, foods, and attractions, including free live music. Saturday, the parade will start at 10 a.m. and run from 7th Avenue to 17th Avenue on Olive Street. Go to Oktoberfest.com for complete details. Marshalltown comes together as a community once again for Oktoberfest, September 27th to 30th at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Message provided by the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau.
This is Jeff with Wausau Homes Marshalltown. I'm excited to announce that we are redefining the building experience in the Marshalltown, Toledo, Tama, Grinnell, and Newton areas. Come see how we are building dream homes your way with a firm price and on time. Stop by our brand new state-of-the-art design studio and join the celebration with good food, great fun, and special prizes. Join us Saturday, September 29th, 11 to 2 at Wausau Homes, 609 Iowa Avenue West in Marshalltown.
Introducing Unlimited with Payback, only from U.S. Cellular. The only unlimited plan that pays you back for data you don't use. So stop flushing money down the toilet. You can save up to $240 per year on a single line versus Verizon. It's payback time with U.S. Cellular's Unlimited with Payback.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Plan streams at up to 3.0 Mbps and will shift to 2G when line reaches 22 gigabytes. Savings up to $240 with payback credits and plan savings compared to Verizon's Go Unlimited plan. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Nothing is more important than your health and your connection with friends and family. And going for a walk is a great way to boost them both. On October 3rd, we invite you to join Iowans across the state for 30 minutes of walking and connecting with friends, family, and colleagues. But you don't have to wait until October. Go for an after-dinner walk with neighbors. Take a lunchtime stroll. Walk the kids to school. Then, on October 3rd, join fellow Iowans and get your walk on for 30 minutes. Walk more, connect more. The Healthiest State Walk is presented by Delta Dental of Iowa.
Good morning and welcome back. It's 8:41 with Val Ruff and Experience Marshalltown.
So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown this morning, I have Vicki Daters in the studio with me, and we are talking about the Backroads Junket Trail, and this is that new hot trend. Everybody wants to get a list, or they want to get a trail map, or they want to get along the trail and either have food or beverages or buy junk or look at repurposed items and all that junky goodness. Who thought we would ever talk about junk as like a food, junky goodness?
It is good.
It's just a trend.
It is. It's really hot right now.
It is really hot right now. And just as an example of kind of, I'll share with you that I think we'd find of interest is that Ron Fisher with Relics Midwest says to me, I have 500 people that come to visit my business from out of town and out of state.
Absolutely.
To buy doors and all the stuff that he has in his place.
It's the same thing with the Junket Trail. We have, every year we have people from, well, I also advertise out of state, all the way down to Texas, all the way up north. Every year we have a couple, and it started the first year, the husband emailed the Junket page and said, it's our anniversary and I want to do something for my wife. Can you send me information? And I did. I sent him the map. They came, they shopped, they had a blast, and now it's every year. This is their anniversary trip. They come and they enjoy their weekend.
That's
on the Junket Trail.
That's such a great story. I love that story.
I do too. It's so, you know, it's just, I love it. I can relate to it. I wish my husband would do that.
I know. And I bet there's other women going, I wish my husband, because my husband would say, well, get a bunch of girls and go.
Yeah, you take your girlfriend.
I'll give you some money. You just go ahead. Just don't make me go with you.
But we do, and we have the girls too. We've got a group that comes from Texas. We've got Wisconsin, Texas. We've had pretty much we've had every state surrounding us come in just to do the junket trail.
That's so exciting.
It's awesome.
I encouraged one of the stops to get a list and just ask people to sign in and just tell you what state or, you know, they're from.
Yeah.
Because it would be fun to see where everybody's coming in from to take a partake in this event.
And most of us, we're really good. We all bring in help for this event because we're so busy, but I like to work the crowd. So that's one of my first questions. How did you hear about us? Where are you coming from?
Good for you.
And, oh, I love that.
Well, it's a way to kind of follow and know what your marketing's doing, what's working.
Yes.
You know, and speaking of that, let's talk really quick, Vicki, about how you are reaching audiences. Tell me about your social media tools and kind of how you're using them.
I put it out there everywhere that I can think of. I mean, just random places. We are in two separate antiquing journals. One is published north, one is published more Midwest and South. We're on Instagram. We're really on Facebook. On Facebook, every single day leading up to, in about the month leading up to the trail, whether it's spring or fall, we do daily business shout outs. So every single day, there will be a post on our Facebook page, Backroads Junket Trail, and I will showcase each business individually, and I give you kind of a sneak peek, you know, some teaser pictures, let you know what to expect when you get to that store. And a lot of times, you'll see things in those pictures. As a matter of fact, I had an email at 6:15 this morning because somebody had seen an item in a picture and they wanted that item and they wanted to know how to purchase that. So they didn't tell me which shout out it was. So here I am going through Facebook,
sure,
having to identify the picture to find out which business to hook this person up with. But it's fabulous. You see things that you might not have ever seen had it not been for the business shout outs.
Yeah, or if you're looking for something specific, you know, there's antiquers
out
there and they're looking for something specific. And so very similar to what I just shared with you, I was kind of flipping through and I thought, oh, well, that's kind of cool. Where is that at?
Exactly.
And you can kind of click on it and you know where it is. And so you just make sure you put a little star on the trail. So the trail maps are available on Facebook.
They are. They're available at each stop, and they are also available on Facebook. The best way to get the map is going to be to go to our website, which is www.backroadsjunkittrail.com. There's a button on the bottom that says Get the Map, and it will download to your device, and you can print it, or you can keep it on your phone just use it that way.
Okay. And I know the maps, we have the maps at the office at the Fisher Community Center, so if you're in town and you don't have the means to download it, just stop on into the, or if you want to email us at cvb.marshalltown.org, we could also email it to people if they.
Absolutely.
So we're glad to get that. It's like the map's here.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of a
very
big deal.
Coveted. Everybody wants that map.
Everybody wants the map. So we're excited about 26 stops, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And I don't know if you want to maybe start talking a little bit about some of the businesses that are partaking in the Junket Trail this year.
Well, in Marshalltown, we've got Appleberry Farms, which has been on the map a couple of times now. I love that place. Oh my gosh.
She's added some new things. So even if you've been to the Appleberry Farm, I would really encourage you to go.
It's all new. Every time I go in there, it's
new stuff.
Yes.
And she's got apple cider slushies that are amazing.
Oh my gosh. And the caramel apples.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to have to go.
On the way back. Yeah. And so, of course, Relics Midwest.
Oh, yes. Relics
and
Midwest
Ron
is
has
on there. And he
a
is
lot
loaded.
Of, he's loaded up with stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Every time I talk to him, he's just picked up more. So that place is always changing.
It's
more,
bursting
more.
With great items.
It is. We've added two new stops in Marshalltown this time. One is called The Barn, and it's, both of these stops are just outside of the city limits. One is The Barn, and it's an acquaintance, and she's gathered some friends, and they have assembled some really neat stuff. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm going to have somebody cover my store so I can go shop myself.
I would say that would be a stop worth stopping at.
Yeah.
I have a few things in there.
Oh, you're bad. Another one that I'm excited for, this gentleman contacted me, and bless his heart, him and his wife have been collecting for years. I mean, to say that they've collected for 50 years is not an understatement. They have their collection. They're aging. They've decided it's time to part with a few of their lovely treasures. So he has, he's set up his own Facebook page for me. He's taken pictures for me. And we've got him on the map. It's Ken's Collections, and he's just north of Marshalltown. And it's amazing. It's amazing what they have collected.
I bet.
Beautiful, beautiful pieces. Things that you don't normally see. This is one of those that if you're looking for something that's hard to find, you might want to check with him. I bet you he's got it.
That's a good teaser. You might have to get the map and check out Ken's Collections.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I got the timeout from Kyle, so we'll take a quick break, and we will be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
The tornado didn't stop the best fall festival of the season. It just moved it. Oktoberfest of Marshalltown is Thursday the 27th through Sunday the 30th at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Enjoy all your favorite events, foods, and attractions, including free live music. Saturday, the parade will start at 10 a.m. and run from 7th Avenue to 17th Avenue on Olive Street. Go to Oktoberfest.com for complete details. Marshalltown comes together as a community once again for Oktoberfest, September 27th to 30th at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Message provided by the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau.
A new baby. It's a full-time job, right? Problem is, so is your day job. So check out Freemi, the breast pump system that works with most pumps and slips into your bra, so you can easily pump hands-free with your clothes on. Forget spending a fortune on baby formula. Forget those extra breaks that only make your day longer. You, your family, your coworkers, and your boss all win with Freemi. FREEMIE.com/radio for special deals starting at just $60.
If you think it's a big deal to refinance your auto loan, then you haven't refinanced with Members First Community Credit Union. We make it easy to bring your auto loan to Members First because we do all the work and we don't charge a single fee. So bring your auto loan to Members First Community Credit Union today and pay less for the vehicle you're already driving. Apply online at membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
Federally assured by the NCUA. All loans offered with approved credit and membership eligibility. See credit union for full details.
Hi, this is Lynn of Access Assault Care Center. Being a United Way agency for the last 4 years has not only been rewarding, but humbling to see the impact day-to-day in our community. I have the opportunity to see how much all of our 28 United Way agencies do for those most in need of our county. Your donated dollars stay local to support programs right here in Marshall County. Our goal is $768,500. Remember, 99% of your donated dollars stays local, and together we can make a difference in Marshall County.
Welcome back. It's the final segment with Val Ruff and Experience Marshalltown.
Thank you, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in or if you've been listening, we're talking about the Backroads Junket Trail, and Vicki Daters is with us. And Vicki has her own treasure stop. It's called Reclaim Treasures on Main, and she's located in Haverhill. And Vicki is the one who got this Backroads Junket Trail started, and like she had mentioned in the earlier segment, that we have people coming from all over the United States to partake in this Backroads Junket Trail, so it's kind of a big deal. So grab your friends, grab a family member, and partake in this. It's coming up October 5th, 6th, and 7th, and we were just kind of highlighting prior to the break some of the stops along the trail. So I'm going to let Vicki kind of share some of those with you.
Okay. We discussed Marshalltown next on the map. Now understand too that this map is a circle. It does not matter where you start. If you are coming from Des Moines and the closest thing for you to do is Colfax, then start in Colfax.
Sure.
If your starting point is Eldora, it doesn't matter. It's a circle. So you just do what you want to do and you're going to be fine. There's no way that you can mess this up. But we have stops, two stops in Haverhill. One of them is my shop, Reclaim Treasures on Main. And then we have Pickers Emporium. They are generally only open for Backroads. So they're just a little pop-up shop. In Laurel, we have two stops. Industrial Lace this year will only be open on Friday. She had a prior commitment, couldn't do the whole weekend. Newton has three different stops. Farmer's Wife, Find Things, Reclaimed, and Relics. Now, Relics has three floors. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. That's, yeah, you have to go to Newton.
Okay. Got to go to Newton.
Colfax, we have Spring City Vintage that's open. And then we have a new stop, Weathervane Vintage. Brand new.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Brand new. Nice shop. Got to hit that one. Johnny's Red Barn in Baxter. We love Johnny's. She's got all the pumpkins and gourds that you could ever think of on top of all of these treasures.
Great.
So added bonus. And in Melbourne, Buzzed Bee. And I've already been told that we are going to have slushies.
Yes, they
for Back Roads. Yes, she's got the slushy machine working. And it's going to be loaded up. So when you're in the middle of shopping and you need refreshment, we go to Buzzed Bee.
That's right.
State Center, Frickieville, Packrats Palace, and E29 Pickers at the Red Barn will be on the map this time. We've added a new stop in Colo, Lisa's Farm Teaks. She's not new. She's been around forever. She has a lovely barn, and you want to talk about primitives. That's the place to go.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Good to know.
Then we're going to head to Nevada, Gypsy's Alley, and 6th Street Salvage. They'll be open for Back Roads. In Zeering, we have Anvil Market, and they've added a new barn shed right outside. So they've got even more than they usually have. In Eldora, Backwoods Gallery, Junktique Funk, and the Pick and Preacher will be open. We're excited about that. They're busy stocking like crazy.
Good.
I was just up there.
Okay.
Packed. In Gladbrook, we have Old Mill Road. And then we're going to send you over to Traer to Retro Rooster. But I'm going to tell you, too, I had somebody contact me, a very lovely lady, in Gladbrook on Saturday, October 6th. They are doing a sale of all of the furniture that was left behind in the school when the school closed.
Oh.
So, okay. Yes. They're not officially on the map. It was just bad timing on both parts. But she did contact me. They will be open Saturday only. I told her to put up signs everywhere so that you guys would know where to go and what to do in order to get to that sale. Tables, chairs, bookcases, desks, anything and everything you can imagine they have got going on Saturday at that sale. So watch for those signs too.
Okay. I love all the different names that everybody comes up with. You know, for all their different shops or pop-ups. It's kind of fun to sounds like an old country song.
Right.
But so let's wrap back around, Vicki, and tell us the date and how we can get more information about the Backroads Junket Trail.
Okay. October 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Friday is 10 to 6. Saturday is 9 to 5. And Sunday is 12 to 4. Guaranteed open those hours. You can find us on Facebook. Lots of pictures to look at, lots of things to browse through. Really get your
stops
flowing
picked
right
out.
There.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to get that all figured out because there's a lot to see. And then if you want the map, you can find it on www.backroadsjunkettrail.com. Download your map from there. If you have any trouble at all, you can send me an email at backroadsjunk@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Great. Thank you so much for being on, and thank you for working so hard. I know this is such a great event, and people love it, and keep track of where those folks are coming from and let me know, because I love
to
share that with the board, and I love to share it with the city council. So folks know that when you're working hard to do this to bring folks to our area, it pays off. You know, there's an economic impact to that. So
absolutely.
We like to share those stories.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Being on and the hard work that you do to make this such a great event.
Well, thank you for having me, and
you
thank
bet.
You for your help as well. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So I just want to take a quick minute here. I always like to, at the end of the show, talk to you a little bit about what's going on. Of course, it's the big Oktoberfest celebration starting tonight with all of the kids' events. I mean, there's just a page full of great things for kids to do. And then there's the teen dance that takes place. I heard that there's a semi, they're calling it like a video truck, where you can go in and sit down and play all kinds of video games. And I do want to, if you're not familiar with where they have moved the Oktoberfest, event is going to be out at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds this year. They were gracious to let us keep this fall family festival going. So we want to make sure we're out there and out supporting it. When we move to Friday, and of course, Oktoberfest, there's a couple live music bands, live music taking place on Friday at the fairgrounds. And one of them I definitely want to plug because it's a favorite of mine is the Brazilian Twins. They play at 5:30. If you haven't heard them, come on out. They're great, great music. And then, of course, Saturday is we're full-fledged into Oktoberfest. And the parade takes place from 7th Avenue to 17th Avenue. And get your spot, park out at the fairgrounds, and get your blanket and get your chairs for the parade route. At 1 p.m., they're going to do the color run. Of course, It's such a fun event. There's one for kids and adults. And then at 2 p.m., you can go out to Prairie Heritage Days out at Grimes Farm. And that's kind of a throwback day. And I'll be out there dipping candles. So come on out and see me for a bit. And then at 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, I know there's going to be live music for Oktoberfest, but Iowa River Brewery is also hosting Oktoberfest. Make sure I say those all right. They have a band, a polka band that comes in and plays. And then we move to Sunday, and I don't think there's any actual events, but there'll be rides and vendors out at the fairgrounds for Oktoberfest. So make sure you bring in your, invite your friends and family to come in and join us for Oktoberfest this weekend in Marshalltown.
Best time around is Oktoberfest in Marshalltown.
Marshalltown strong.